Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Our thoughts are incredibly powerful. They can help us overcome some of the greatest obstacles we encounter in life. But negative thoughts can be crippling and a hindrance to real progress in our lives. We have the power and ability to reframe our thoughts and tap into the power of positive thinking. For people in recovery or on any kind of health and wellness journey, reframing can be remarkably effective. Rather than viewing recovery as a failure, we can reframe it as an investment in our health that involves choosing not to abuse substances and to live a healthier life. My guest today, Leanna Lapidus, works with clients to help reframe their thoughts, realize their dreams, and achieve their goals. Leanna will also talk to us about the importance of reframing. What is it really, and how can we tap into the powers of positive thinking? Leanna, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here to talk about
Thank
this today.
Too.
Yeah. Reframing is changing a negative, for people that maybe have never heard the term, reframing is changing a usually negative thought into a positive one. Would that be a quick definition that you would say is accurate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how do you help people start to build that muscle of reframing so that when something does, like a negative thought pops in their mind or a dialogue that hasn't, that we have self-talk in our own head, a dialogue starts to unravel, how could they bring themselves back to the present moment and say, hey, this hasn't happened yet. Why am I thinking about this instance or this experience that may happen in a negative way when I actually could choose as a choice a more positive outcome?
Mm-hmm. Well, First of all, it's a practice, and it takes time to become aware of the internal dialogue, because there are so many thoughts at the same time, like, whoa, how can we hear that thought that is making us feel something? So it's harder, I feel, in the beginning to start this process, just, okay, listening to our thoughts, but we, from our thoughts, we create a feeling. So if we are feeling anxious, what are we thinking about? Something good or something not very good? Mm-hmm. So from that point, we can tap in and really listen and observe the words that we're using to describe what we are thinking about. Okay? Then we have a thought and we have a vision, and using our imagination, our vision, because our mind, again, thinks in images. If I ask anybody, if I ask you, to think of your mother, mm-hmm. you'd probably have an image of her instantly appear in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so from that, once we understand the thought, we have an image. So mm-hmm. we can start to ask and say, is this thought really true? That's first of all. Second of all, what would I rather think? How would I rather think about the situation instead?
Mm-hmm.
So we will start to reframe the negative thought to positive thought, and we will instantly notice the image that we're thinking about change as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
so we can either change the image. We're so powerful. The mind is so powerful, and we have so much control over what we think about, over how our life unfolds, by mm-hmm. really practicing and just being present to what's happening internally. What am I feeling? What is this? What am I thinking about? What mm-hmm. future am I creating through my thoughts? Because whatever we're thinking about right now, we're already manifesting in our future.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
for example, I work with people in recovery, addiction recovery, and they relapse, and they come and say, well, I don't even know how it happened. Well, the way it happens is, when we're sober, and it's not like we want to relapse, we're hoping to stay sober, but mm-hmm. our thoughts are still are still happening. So we may be remembering different times in our lives when we experienced, you know, being on drugs, but the good parts, right? So
right,
we are
right.
thinking about it. Therefore, we are creating a feeling, and through feeling, we create a vibration, and we are manifesting it into the future, happening into mm-hmm. the future from the experience that we're processing in our mind when we're engaging in those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I know that a lot of people that are listening, you know, are dealing with, you know, daily life experiences, right? So we all have stressful experiences that come in and out of our lives. We go through emotional waves. And yet, you know, sometimes, because no one's perfect, we do get just a quick moment of anxiety, or we get fear that comes up, fear around whatever it is. And, you know, that's okay too, right? That's normal. But mm-hmm. but we want to ultimately pull ourselves away from that and say, you know, this may be a fear, or this is something that I, you know, don't know what the outcome is going to be, but to not look at it in such a negative lens or a fearful lens. And how do we kind of turn that to the other side and say, you know what, I can get through this. I, you know, I've had challenges before, and I've learned through those challenges. Like, how do we begin the positive self-talk to kind of coach ourselves, if you will, away from that fearful talk, that fearful kind of place?
Sure. So a lot of times, you know, when we have anxiety, it stems from fear. And
right.
So I would ask, what would the opposite feeling of fear be? Calm,
mm-hmm.
or relaxed, or comfortable, or at ease. So in the moment when we're feeling, experiencing the anxiety, again, it's okay to feel it, but we don't want to stay there too long, because we're going to just, you know, mm-hmm. let it take over us. But so
right.
we recognize that anxiety is there. Maybe we can, you know, step aside, step out of the anxiety, and consciously be aware of it,
mm-hmm.
and ask ourselves, how would I rather feel right now?
Right.
How would I rather experience this moment? And then the words start to come. I'd rather feel calm. I'd rather mm-hmm. feel comfortable. And it doesn't happen in instantly, but it does start to relax within a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So trusting that, well, you know, being aware of the anxiety, trusting that if we practice reminding ourselves that I'm safe, fear is the opposite of fear, is feeling safe, right? So
right.
I'm safe. I'm
right.
safe. Just
mm-hmm.
repeating it over and over
mm-hmm.
until you feel that comfort and ease in your stomach or wherever you're feeling anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I think that's such a powerful tool. So grateful for you to share that with us. Just saying I'm safe as a mantra over and over again will create a feeling of safety. So that's wonderful. And, you know, for people that, you know, want to imagine a safe place, like we talked about imagery before, do you recommend them having something they could imagine that helps them get to that calm place, or have the breath kind of slow or something like that?
Sure. Well, I think breath work is incredible. You know, inhaling a nice deep cleansing breath, imagining that in that breath is taking you and filling you up with calm energy. So again,
mm-hmm.
we're using our imagination, and
mm-hmm.
we can exhale and imagine the anxiety releasing through the exhale. So
mm-hmm.
inhale positive cleansing energy, calm energy, exhale and let go of the anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much, Leanna. I'm really so excited that we got to have this conversation. You could find Leanna at lifecoachleanna.com and find all the work that she does, workshops and CDs and guided meditations and all sorts of healing. So thank you so much. Such an important conversation. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.